Hi guys, what's happening? What's going on, brothers and sisters? How we doing? Hope we're all having a great, great day. And yes, coffee and vinyl with your host, this guy right here, Kyle. We are back. And yeah, I know it's been about a month and it's way too long for me. I'm sorry. It, stuff happens, life happens as usual in my world. But I'm going to get these out here as often as possible, and I really want to do one thing, and that's thank everybody that's been out there and listening, and just keep sharing, keep telling people. We'll make this a big deal someday, right? All right, so with all that BS out of the way, I just wanted to shout out some love. I love you guys, and you guys are doing a great thing when it comes to just listening and hanging out and dealing with my bullshit, because, you know, I know I got lots of it. So, you know, anyway, so today we are going to play with some folks we have unfortunately lost in the year 2017. And, you know, I gotta say, it's another big list, but this one is gonna be the one that hits me personally the hardest. And those of you who know me will understand when the time comes down the list today. But all that morbid stuff out of the way at the moment, I did want to share with you that I am having myself another wonderful cup of my Costa Rican blend that I pick up on the regular of coffee, because, hey, this is called Coffee and Vinyl, right? There's a reason it's called Coffee and Vinyl. It's because that's usually when I spin my tunes, is in the morning while I'm having a cup of joe, enjoying the bright days and the wonderful days and the shitty days and just trying to get it through, right? So, yeah, anyway, this is a Costa Rican blend. It's in my favorite little mug over here, my as above, so below, my little tribute to the witches out there in my life. Anyway, so like I said, today is going to be about those that we have unfortunately lost in the year 2017. And to start this list off, we're going to be talking about Mr. Tommy Alsop, who was the guitarist in the Crickets. Ironic and crazy thing about this poor guy is when the winter tour was happening for Buddy Holly and the Crickets back in 1957, if my memory is serving me, when we unfortunately lost Buddy, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, Mr. Alsop was the guy that lost, quote unquote, the coin toss to Richie Valens, and he would have been the man on the plane, not Richie. But as history has shown us, as the universe has explained, wasn't his time yet, so we unfortunately lost him in the beginning of 2017, and here's a little bit of Buddy Holly and the Crickets for you. Enjoy, brothers and sisters.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Yeah, that was Mr. Tommy Alsop on the guitars there for Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And we unfortunately lost him in 2017. The next young person, the next person I'd like to speak about is... The next person I'd like to speak about... Wow, we are running into so many technical difficulties today. Okay, anyway. So we are back on board here, and yeah, so the next person I would like to speak about is Mr. Larry Wow, I can't even say his last name properly. I believe it's Steinbeck. He was keys and percussion on Bronski Beat, and I don't remember how he passed, unfortunately. But we did lose him in 2017 as well. So here's a little bit of Small Town Boy. Side note, all of the boys in this band were all homosexual, and this was kind of the Small Town Boy was kind of an ode to being that at the time when they grew up, and that they, you know, technically kind of had to unfortunately be in the shadows and things like that. So anyway, Bronski Beat with a little Small Town Boy. I forgot how to do this. Good Lord. It's been too long. It's been almost a month, and I'm a little rusty, so please bear with some of the silences, both and other BS going on. I will try to get a little bit better sounding today. Next on our unfortunate list is Ronald Bingo Mundy, vocalist for the Marcells. And anybody who's old school like myself will know who the Marcells are immediately. Even if you don't know the name of the band, the song I'm going to play is going to bring that back to you in your bones. You'll feel it. It's a wonderful, beautiful little tune by the name of Blue Moon. And that is Ronald Bingo Mundy and the Marcells singing their classic Blue Moon. What is not to love about that old school 50s, 60s classic? Ah, so wonderful. And I want to thank him for being part of my soundtrack and part of our soundtrack, because we all need a little bit of a soundtrack in our lives, right? And yeah. So coming up next is Pete Overend Watts. He was the bass player and founding member of Mott the Hoople. Now, I know on the last show, we unfortunately lost a member of Motley Hoople as well, and I played probably their biggest hit. So this one is not going to be a huge hit. It may not be very well known to any of us, but it still denotes being someone that we talk about for a minute. So without further ado, here is Motley Hoople with All the Way from Memphis. Motley Hoople. We raise our glass, our cups, our mugs, whatever, to Mr. Pete Overend Watts, bass player and founding member of said band. Next on our unfortunate list in 2017 is Butch Trucks, and he is another founding member of an amazing band, the Allman Brothers Band, and he is also the uncle to Derek Trucks of Trucks and Tedeschi, of just the Derek Trucks Band, just another phenomenal musician, and it obviously ran a little bit in the family. They are stupendous musicians, all. And I think we're going to play a little bit of one of my favorites from the Allman Brothers, Jessica. Definitely one of my favorites from the band there. And gotta say, I love those little flourishes he does in there. Very, very cool. Those of you who know me, and even those who don't, here's a little history for the next unfortunate person we need to speak about. His name is John Wetton, and he was the bass player for King Crimson, for Asia, and for a band called UK. I've never heard UK as far as their music goes, but the song I'm going to play, which is what's kind of near and dear to my heart, is I am a gigantic Supernatural fan, so much so that I even, you know, have some permanent stuff on my body dedicated to that particular show. I mean, how can you not love it? It's a wonderful, stupid show about two brothers facing demons and witches and all the baddies in the world and so forth. And ran for 15 seasons. Come on. But anyway, this particular song gets played in one of my favorite episodes of that, and I will never hear this song the same again. I always loved the song to begin with, but I will never hear it the same again because of that show. It's just ingrained in a different way now, and I absolutely love it. And it is called Heat of the Moment, and it's from one of Mr. Witten's bands, Asia. Everybody loves Asia. You know you love Asia. And that was Heat of the Moment from Asia, one of the many bands that Mr. John Wetton played bass for. Rest in peace, my friend. Rest in peace, and thank you for another entry into the soundtrack of our lives. That's what all of these things are about. They are about people that have been part of the bands or the music that is literally the soundtrack to our lives. That being said, here's someone who is definitely a pioneer in the I don't know if pioneer is the word I want to use. He was somebody that was important in the jazz vocalist scene for many, many decades. Mr. Al Jarreau. And unfortunately, he passed in 2017 as well. I myself am not super versed in his music. It really wasn't my thing, but he did record a song that was used as the title and the title track, or well, the theme song for one of my favorite shows, and one that brought to light one of my I guess favorite actors. I don't know if favorite's the word, but one of those ones that's just always been there, and unfortunately he's running on some tough times too as a human being right now, and that would be Mr. Bruce Willis. And from his show, the show that put him on the map, Moonlighting. And here is the title track, Moonlighting, by Al Jarreau. Such a smooth voice. So beautiful. I mean, even if you're not thoroughly into smooth jazz and smooth R&B kind of stuff, that man has a set of pipes on him. Absolutely beautiful. Silky smooth, as it were. Next up on my list, I'm actually not going to play a song by, because I'm kind of for the same reason of that I didn't play the song in the last show I could not get the original recording. All I can get is redone recordings. And there's just something wrong innately with that, that happened with a lot of back catalogs for older artists from the, especially from the 50s and 60s, licensing agreements and bullshit like that, that, you know, people had to re-record their music to distribute it or whatever, and it just, bleh. So, I am, however, going to mention him, and, you know, he was part of the surf rock movement back in the day. It was the lead guitarist to the Safaris, and that is James Evan Fuller, and their big song was Wipeout, and I cannot find an original recording of it anywhere on any of the streaming services, and nor do I have it on vinyl anywhere yet. someday I will remedy that, because I'm just, that's just me, and that's one of those classic songs, but, and one of those wonderful classic drum beats, too, that I'm very sad I can't play, but it is what it is. Up next is Joni Sledge from Sister Sledge, and we all know, if you don't know what I'm going to play next, then, you know, get out from under the rock, because this is one of those great, upbeat, old school, truly old school R&B tunes that just kicks fucking ass, dude. Seriously. We are family. Family by Sister Sledge. Rest in peace, my dear. Rest in peace, Miss Joni Sledge. Now, as I said, this year was one of those ones that was just a hard hitter all the way around the pole. And it unfortunately started out with this man that I'm going to be talking about now. He had his issues. He had his problems. He was a dirty old man and a pervert. But that being said, that does not change that he was a pioneer. He was an amazing rock and roll guitarist and a trendsetter and someone that deserves to be remembered. And yeah. So anyway, I am talking of none other than Mr. Chuck Berry. And of course, you know, again, a kid of the 80s, born in the 70s, raised in the 80s and 90s, I'm going to play two songs. One, you're going to know and love, and just remember, your kids are going to love it.
Really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures.
Ah, yes, she Mr. Chuck Berry. Don't gotta love him, but at the very least, gotta respect him. And I personally am still a fan. I, like I said, I know he was a dirty old man and a pervert, but, you know, still does not take away from his talent in kind of the same vein that a lot of people think about Michael Jackson. So, anyway. next on my list is Sid Hashin, and he was the drummer for Boston, at least until... I don't know how long he stayed the drummer for Boston, but he was at least the drummer for Boston on their first two or three albums. And this one I'm going to play, it kind of features him more than the guitar playing and, you know, what we know of as Boston. And that's Smokin' off of their self-titled debut album, Boston. Once again, I'm going to thank them for being part of the soundtrack to our lives. Mr. Sid Hashin, I'm hoping I'm saying that right. I am terrible sometimes with not only remembering names, but knowing how to pronounce a lot of them too. So forgive me, brothers and sisters. Next online, another one that was kind of shitty when I found out about it was Mr. Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band, of course. And prolific throughout the 70s and the 80s with all of his awesome hits, you know, Centerfold, and he had others. I'm blanking now other than the two the next song I'm actually going to play, which is one of my favorites, which is, well, you know, it kind of does sometimes. Right now in my world, in my life, no, it don't, but it did at some point in time, so I related with this song for sure. Love Stinks. Right now in my world, no it don't, but I feel you, brother. I feel you. Rest in peace and thank you. Up next is a person that was part of a band that was kind of a big deal in the early late 90s, 2000s, and that band was called Jamiroquai. Now, most of you are going to think, oh, he's going to play the hit by Jamiroquai. Oh, cool. I'm not, because most of us know it. I am, however, going to play Cosmic Whirl. And Mr. Smith was the songwriter and also played keys for said band. And it was an unfortunate loss because they were a, and still actually are, a groovy band that just plays some really cool stuff and some weird stuff and good to dance to, really. So anyway, here is Cosmic Girl by Jamiroquai. Your butts, brothers and sisters, move your butts. I was dancing. I don't know about the rest of y'all. Okay, so we've hit some of this, the small, not small, because that's really terrible. I shouldn't say that. We've hit some of the lesser known on the list, and up next, unfortunately, is one that's still, to this day, stings for multiple reasons. First of all, this man was a member of several bands in the time that he was with us. He was also a amazing solo artist as well. One of the greatest vocalists in rock and roll history, up there in the pantheon with Freddie Mercury and Meatloaf. I mean, that man had some pipes, so just shut up. But I am talking right now about Mr. Chris Cornell, the lead singer and rhythm guitar and guitar player for his own, obviously, his own solo career. Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, Audio Slave. So he is also someone that I was did have the chance to see play live in the Big Bill at the 92 Lollapalooza, which included also Pearl Jam, Lush, Jesus and Mary Chain, Ministry, Red Hot Chili Peppers, obviously Soundgarden, and Ice Cube. What a show. And to my cousins out there that were there, their friends, and to my people, Mr. Kevin Ravener, Mr. Craig Savage, and Miss Molly Sheehan, yeah, I'm shouting y'all out, because that was one hell of a night and a time. And thank you for bringing this schlub along. And man, the performances on that show, especially, that stood out to me were definitely Soundgarden and Pearl Jam, of course, because at that time, we're talking 1992, right in the middle of grunge, everything's hitting, everything's coming to a crest. And he was just somebody that I followed after that, you know, throughout his career, whether it was solo or otherwise. And again, one of the best vocalists on the planet. Period. I mean, he had a range, and he had a softness and a heaviness and a harshness to himself as well. And we're going to play a couple of tracks. We're going to play four. Obviously, just bits of each track, but we're gonna play four from each of the from kind of each of his places in his career. And not all of these are going to be ones that everybody recognizes or knows. I am not playing anything from Soundgarden that is ever made airplay, only because I'm going to be a contrarian there, or anything from his solo career that was a ginormous hit. It was an amazing song. Anyway, so we are going to play Heretic. We are going to play Reach Down, Cochise, and Sunflower. Just remember, I love you all. And if you hear a little sniffling in the background, there's a reason. So I'm going to interrupt here for a minute just because normally I don't do this in the middle of playing multiple tracks, but again, this is another guy that kind of hit me hard. One of the reasons that I did choose Heretic is because A, it's a lesser known song by them, and B, it is a song that was on a soundtrack that mattered a lot to me, and if anybody ever gets the opportunity, I highly recommend trying to pick it up somewhere. It's not available full on the streaming services, but if you can find it on CD or vinyl, the soundtrack to Pump Up the Volume, the movie with Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis, absolutely awesome film. It's one of the reasons that I always had it in my head that I wanted to do this, what I'm doing with you guys right now, just kind of waxing poetic, as it were. So yeah, and the soundtrack was just amazing. I mean, you had Pearl Jam, you're not Pearl Jam, you had Soundgarden and PIL and just tons of 90s stuff, and it was just amazing. So that was part of that. And Reach Down I played simply because it's the first song I played when I heard that he passed. It was just one of those songs that just seemed right in the moment. Next is Cochise, and I mis-said the name of the song that I'm playing from his first solo record, which is actually called Flutter Girl, not Sunflower. Sunflower was one that he did for the soundtrack to another film that he was part of. Anyway, so here's Cochise and Flutter Girl from Chris Cornell. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chris Cornell, for being part of our lives. I'm sorry that we lost you so soon, too early. But thank you anyway for being part of our soundtrack. Coming up next is another one of those kind of heavy hitters that you half expected, half didn't. But at the same time, we did lose him as well in 2017. And that is Mr. Greg Allman, one of the founding members, brothers, and all around great musician from the band The Allman Brothers. He was the keyboardist, played a little guitar, sang 90% of the songs, songwriter, on down the line. Another one of those guys that was kind of a dick, but at the same time was an amazingly wonderful musician, and you could forgive some of his bullshit, because most of it was pretty much that, drug-idled bullshit. So, anyway, that being said, another heavy hitter. We are going to play a couple of tunes from them as well. Little Melissa and Little Martha. Shout out and a thank you to Mr. Greg Allman. Rest in peace, my brother. Thank you for giving us wonderful music. Up next is someone that is another loss too soon. Some of you out there will identify a little bit more with losing this young man. For me, it wasn't as big of a deal. Unfortunately, after their second album, my love for this particular band kind of started to falter and fall off. It's just a taste thing. It had nothing to do with them being, you know, terrible or anything like that. I just, after a while, I got out of the mode of wanting to be a part of that. I did have the opportunity to see them live, though, and they were kick-ass. That they were one of the reasons I went to the show that I went to was a Family Values tour, and between them and STP, those were the two bands I was really there to see at the time, and they put on one hell of a show. So obviously some of you might be getting the hint of who I'm talking about, but I am talking about Mr. Chester Bennington. And just kind of as a side note, with both Mr. Cornell and Mr. Bennington, mental illness is no fucking joke. I know not only from personal experience, but of course, obviously, losing too many of our wonderful musicians to self-medication or to suicide or whatever the case may be. And that's one of the reasons that I constantly tell everyone in my life, and everyone that I feel this way about and on the regular, that I love you. And I do mean that when I say it. I don't use those words lightly. The people that I use it, that I say it to, I mean it. And when I say it to all of you folks out there, I do mean it, because many of you I do know personally. And even if I don't, if you're listening to this, you've got a little bit of something in you that I love. So just know that I love you. And even if you think the world is crashing down around you, it's not. And there's a way out of it. And you don't have to leave this particular world to get away from the pain. There are other ways. So, anyway, that being said, let's play a track from Linkin Park and Mr. Chester Bennington. And I will say this, he has an absolutely fantastic voice. That is not something that, you know, caused me not to want to listen to them anymore. They were just one of those, I fell off. And anyway, that's on me. All right.
It starts with one.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed just trying to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you. It all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
He spoke to a generation, and we love him for it. Thank you, Mr. Bennington. Next up on our little journey through 2017 and those we have unfortunately lost is Goldie McJohn, and he was the keyboardist with the outfit best known as Steppenwolf. And though I'm, again, not one of those huge, oh my god, it's Steppenwolf, I have to see them go play live, they were a band that I highly respected, and they were part of a generation. I mean, get your motor running, boys. Heavy metal.
And yeah.
And side note, I did at one point in time have the opportunity, unbeknownst to me right away, that I got to meet Mr. John Kay, the lead singer, songwriter, guitarist, and founder of the band, back in the day. And we were just outside of a hotel just having a conversation, and he later introduced himself as, hey, my name's John Kay. And I kind of looked at him like, wait, what? And it was just, you know, a silly little innocuous conversation, but it was nice. And, you know, it was nice to see someone of that kind of stature just be kind of a human being to another human being. I won't ever forget that one. So, in honor of not only Mr. McJohn, we are also, and just for being a great human being, thank you, Mr. John Kay. And here's a little Steppenwolf for you. You know, get your motor running and whatnot.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving
space.
I like smoking lightning,
heavy metal thunder.
Heavy metal thunder. All right, yes. Thank you, Mr. McJohn, for being another person who was part of our world. Thank you very much. Rest in peace, sir. Up next is another guy who was another prolific person in the music world, entertainment period, really. He did some acting, he did some, obviously, music, because that's, he was Glenn Goddamn Campbell. And, so, unfortunately, in 2017, we lost quite a few heavy hitters in the music industry. And Glenn Campbell was another one that was part of that. And, yeah. So, rest in peace, my good man. Thank you for being a good man, because I do know that is one thing that's always been said, is you were a good fella. So thank you for being a good man and for sharing with us your talent and your music. And here's a little sum of it. Stone Cowboy. That was Mr. Glenn Campbell. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Up next, once again, another one of those kind of heavy hitters. I mean, for me, anyway. I've always kind of had this unspoken love for this band. They've just kind of always been there, and they're a little cheesy, yeah, but they've just always been there. And you know what, 2000, they won a Grammy. You know, that sounds kind of weird, but for a band that's been around for decades prior, and they won Best New Album in, I believe it was 2000, it was 1999 or 2000, I forget, or off the top of my head. But anyway, I am talking about the one and only Mr. Walter Becker, bass player and founding member of Steely Dan. Yeah, Steely Dan. I know. Cheesy, kind of just one of those always there bands, but hey, prolific in their own way and absolutely amazing musicians, and they also knew how to hire musicians too to, you know, play the parts that they couldn't. So yeah. And here's a little Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
Thank you.
is Mr. Walter Becker and Mr. Egan, better known as Steely Dan. And Ricky, don't lose that number. And unfortunately, Mr. Becker, we lost in 2017. Up next is another guy in a prolific band, at least in the punk scene and the hardcore scene and the early alternative scene. He was the drummer for one of the better bands on the planet, Husker Du. And that is Mr. Grant Hout. And unfortunately, we lost him in 2017 as well. Again, like I said, lots of folks this particular year, and folks in important bands and in important careers. They helped paint beautiful colors into our lives. So, anyway, I'm going to stop waxing too poetic on this one because I'm starting to get a little misty because I'm coming closer to folks that I don't really want to talk about and unfortunately have to. So, without further ado, here's Could You Be the One by Husker Du.
Could you be the one they talk about? Well, hiding inside behind another door. Well, is it all the happiness you want? Just wanting a feeling better anymore. It doesn't mean that much to me sometimes. I don't mean that much to you. And I don't even know what I'm hiding for. And I don't even know what I'm hiding for. I don't even know what I'm hiding for. I'm hiding inside. I'm hiding inside. Well, could you be the one they talk about? Well, life is a game that only you can make. Well, maybe I'm about to throw it out. I've given it all, that's all that I can take. It doesn't mean that much to me sometimes. I don't mean that much to you.
Could you be the one? Okay, so give me a second here, brothers and sisters, because this one's going to be rough. I've already done an album about that I own by this man on the original playing of this this here podcast in the first couple episodes. And this still does not make this any easier or any better or anything. He is one of those musicians. I understand there's, you know, there are some out there that don't care for this particular gentleman, whatever. But,
and I get it. Just not their cup of tea. But I will
say this. His music, even to this day, still gets me through some hard times. He was very important to me. There's only a few others that rank a little higher, and unfortunately, I have to talk about them too, today, which just does not make this show any easier. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Tom Petty. And like I said, much of his music just was, it was there to get me through the bad times. And I mean, through the good times too, obviously. But his music just really kind of would lift me up and still does when I'm in a bad mood or whatever. I can sing along with it. I can, you know, just listen. I mean, that's rare for me anyway. I tend to want to sing along to most of the stuff, but that's just me. But he just had prolific lyrics, and he was an amazing musician and knew how to surround himself with people that could help him tell his tales. And so anyway, and it also was not helpful that he passed away 12, 13 days before my birthday that year. So
Yeah. Anyway, we are going to play four tracks from his career, spanning most of it, really. Some Wildflowers, some Breakdown, a little Handle with Care, and two Gunslingers. So, enjoy, brothers and sisters, and just remember that, just remember, don't let some of these guys that we're talking about, don't let their music fall into the past that we don't listen to it. I mean, even with all the new stuff that comes out on a daily basis most of the time, we still have to remember those that got us there. The giants that the giants of the shoulders that we stand upon when it comes to modern music. Thank you, Mr. Petty. Thank you for being here. And I miss you. We miss you. Rest in peace, sir.
next up in our little journey is yet another that gutted me when I found out. And again, another one that surrounded my birthday that year. So we won't forget that. And on October 17th, 2017, we lost Mr. Gord Downey to essentially brain cancer. One of those things that we've lost a few too many people to as well. And it unfortunately is no joke. But he is another person that the band's music has always just been one of those things that has made me as a human being feel better when I listen to it. Even, again, when I'm sad or I'm upset, I can always find one song somewhere that helps bring me out of that funk. And they're just amazing, and he was amazing, and not just as a musician, but as a human being, he was more than amazing. Charity work and real causes that mattered and still do to this day. The Downey Wycheck Foundation, trying to help those that deserve help and need it, within the Native American communities. And, you know, just an all-around good dude. I mean, not only have I seen the Tragically Hip many times live prior to leaving the Buffalo area, but I also had the rarest of opportunities to say hello and shake the man's hand after a sound check. I'm sure I told the story on the Day for Night episode that I did, an Inch an Hour episode there. That's what it's titled. But he was doing a sound check, and a friend of mine, Sean, that I was working for at the time, we were there watching it. And as he came off stage, we had the opportunity to go up and say hello. He was very kind. There was no, oh shit, I want, you know, go away, don't talk to me, whatever. He signed an autograph for Sean and shook my hand, and, you know. So that was my brush with Mr. Gord Downey, and it's, again, just another person who wrote music that just touched me and will always be part of my rotation. They are always there, playlists or CDs or vinyl, whatever, they will always be in my world. So here is to you, sir, and thank you very much for being there, and thank you for getting together with those guys and writing music that matters.
Thank you. September 17. For a girl I know, it's Mother's Day. Her son is gone to leave, and that's where he will stay.
Thank you, Mr. Downey. We love you. I love you. Rest in peace, sir. And I'm glad you are no longer suffering. And just so everybody's keeping score, that was Locked in the Trunk of a Car, Fiddler's Green, shout out to my girl Tony, Silver Jet, and New Orleans is Sinking. So shout out for that one as well, because I still have to thank Mr. McHayes for letting me get up one time and sing that song live on stage for myself with a real band. Next up on our list, and we move away from a couple of the heavy hitters for a little while, is Mr. Scott Petesky, better known to those who do know as Daisy Berkowitz, the founding member and original lineup member and guitarist for none other than Marilyn Manson. And it's kind of ironically fitting, well, I don't know if irony is the real word, but mildly fitting that, he was part of the band Marilyn Manson. And a little later down the line here, we have someone else that's affiliated, so to speak. So, yeah, he was one of the founding members with Brian Wilson, something like that. Whatever Marilyn's real name is. Brian something or other. I can't remember off the top of my head. Anyway, this was off of their first full-length studio release. This is Lunchbox.
Bring it down.
was Marilyn Manson with a little bit of a nod there to the founding, one of the founding members and guitar, original guitar players, Scott Pateski, better known as in the band as Daisy Berkowitz. Next up is a guy who was a huge, huge guy in the R&B and jazz world for decades upon decades. I mean, really, he was, his claim to fame happened in the 50s and 60s, really, but he still remained important, especially in the New Orleans scene. And I'm talking about none other than the incomparable Mr. Fats Domino. Rest in peace, sir. Thank you for giving us the music that you gave us. I'm sure that you went through some hard times in your years, but your music has survived and will survive beyond you because people like me still listen to it. And you were a force and amazing. And again, thank you very much for being there.
When Wilbur will call, and even if night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, fireplace, cozy room. All the nest, that nest is where the rose is blue. Just Molly and me. We make free. Be happy in my blue. This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. I'm walking, hear the need, I'm talking. But you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Mr. Fats Domino. Again, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And rest in peace. We unfortunately lost him in 2017. Up next on our little list and journey through music history, so to speak, is someone that, another humongous heavy hitter, Mr. Malcolm Young, the rhythm guitar player, founding member and brother to Mr. Angus Young, from a band that has seen its fair share of craziness and tragedy along the way, and we lost him too in 2017. Some of the tracks I'm going to play are, you know, obviously they're all going to be hits because, you know, it's AC/DC and they've written and have countless amounts of them. One, though, in particular I'm going to play is the last track on my list, and it's called Shot in the Dark, and it's from their most recent release, which was a tribute album to Malcolm. The band decided that they were going to get back together, and, you know, even after he'd passed, him being, you know, a huge part of the band, and they wrote music that they thought Malcolm would write. I mean, obviously, for being, you know, being together as not only brothers, but as a band for over 40 years, it's not like Angus isn't going to know. They were a wonderful tandem team. And so, yeah, but we're going to start this here little play, you know, three or four shot playlist with one that I think everybody's going to know. We'll be right back.
the queen. She gave me the king. She was wheeling and dealing, just doing her thing. She was holding a pair, but I had to try. I'm tell you a story about a woman I know. I come loving, steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4239956. You can say she got it all.
Bit of Malcolm and the Boys, AC/DC. Little Shot in the Dark, Little Whole Lotta Rosie, The Jack, and of course, Thunderstruck. Rest in peace, Mr. Young. Again, another one that we lost in 2017. And he did not die of brain cancer, but complications from dementia and other brain-related issues. So, as I alluded to earlier, there is a little bit of a crossover with the Marilyn Manson band in this next person we're bringing up, and I'm only bringing him up because there are recordings, and he wanted to be a musician, and unfortunately, he wasn't super great, but, you know, he wasn't terrible either. And actually, if you listen to his songwriting and some of his other music, if, you know, go out and search it, it's there. I'm, strangely enough, talking about a fucking serial killer. I am talking about Charlie Manson, who finally shuffled off this mortal coil in 2017. One of the few I can say on this list that I'm not sad is gone, particularly because he was kind of a piece of shit, but, well, not kind of, he was a piece of shit. But if his life had taken some other different turns, I suppose he might have actually been someone who was truly prolific on this list. But yeah, there's music out there. You can find it. So yeah, we're gonna throw a little, here you go, to Charlie Manson. I think more or less just because it's might be kind of a shock to some of you out there who don't know, who aren't true crime nuts like myself. But yeah, Mr. Charles Manson with Devil Man.
But the Devil Man swings blue.
Going to leave that up to you guys now to go out and find some of that, because honestly it's of its time, the mid 60s, late 60s, but there is some merit there.
Anyway, on to real people in the music business. We're going to talk about Mr. Pete Moore, and he was the bass singer for the Miracles, the backing band for Smokey Robinson, and then they, of course, had their own career as well. And we're going to throw on one of my favorites by Smokey and the Boys, and one that does kind of feature his vocals a little bit. This is Tracks of My Tears. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Jesus. Sorry, guys. Rest in peace, sir. And next on my list is someone that I don't necessarily want to include any more than I wanted to include Manson, but for completely different reasons. I was never really a huge Partridge Family fan. It was a little too young, I suppose, or something. I don't know. But that in 2017, we did lose Mr. David Cassidy, one of the members of said band. And we're going to play one of their biggest hits, little I Think I Love You. Ba, 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 ba.
In the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it.
Ah, quintessential 70s bubblegum pop. I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family. And one of their members unfortunately passed in 2017, Mr. David Cassidy. May not have been part of my soundtrack, but it is definitely part of somebody's. So thank you, sir, for being there. Much love and rest in peace, sir.
Up next is Mr. Wayne Cochran. Now, most of you are going to be like, who? What? Well, he was the writer of a little song that was made, was made famous by another band, and by two other bands, actually. His version really didn't get much play, but he was the one that wrote the song. And it's still a great song, and even if my wife is not at all a fan of this song, I like it because it's one of those great storytelling songs from the 50s, early 60s that is just a great little story song. It's called Last Kiss.
Where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good. so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far when there in the road, straight ahead, a car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound of
Last Kiss, Wayne Cochran. Made famous to our generation, of course, by being covered by Pearl Jam. And they did their own fantastic version as well. Next on our little journey, we're getting close, kids, I promise, is Mitch Margo. And he is a singer and songwriter, and the songwriter, actually, of this particular song as well. He was a member of the R&B group The Tokens back in the day. And, well, I think you'll know what song we're talking about here once I hit the play button. Oh, hey, let's do that.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
That's good stuff. Little Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens, in memory of Mr. Mitch Margo, the singer and songwriter of said tune. Rest in peace, sir. And last but not least on our list is Pat DiNizio. I knew I was going to do that. Pat DiNizio. He is the singer, songwriter, guitarist, and founding member of The Smithereens. One of those awesome 80s and 90s alternative bands. Still out there today, actually, making some music and touring and so forth. So, and from them, tonight we're going to play Only a Memory by The Smithereens. Rest in peace, Mr. DiNizio. Smithereens. So we've made it through the journey of this particular year, and it was kind of a rough one for yours truly, but I'm glad you guys hung out and slogged through it with me. And like I said earlier today, wanted to touch again on the whole mental health deal. We all struggle with it in one way or another, even the happiest of us. So if you need a friend, if you need someone to talk to, seek out someone. Don't choose the path you think you should choose. Because there is always some reason to want to stay here and do something. Even if it's just being kind to another human being. We all need it. And we all need some help, so don't fear reaching out for it. Okay, yeah, now that I'm done being all weird and morose about stuff, I, again, want to thank you guys for listening. My name is Kyle. You are listening to Coffee and Vinyl. And, brothers and sisters, I know I say it all the time, but that's just how I am. It's just how I feel. I love you guys. Much love. And we'll see you next time. Peace out.
I like the tone of your trumpet. Come on and spill some paint. Let's raise a glass of milk to the end of another day, into the kiss that's still intangible, and the kids are alright, just unmanageable. They won't do a damn thing, you say. Your voice is all detached on a radio wave breeze. We'll have another caller with a bachelor degree. Talking alien invasion is the only chance.